You got your holy book. Take it and turn to 1 Peter chapter number 5. 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 8. The Bible says, "Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on living on the edge. Living on the edge. As we get to, as we look at this and we see, and I just want to say tonight, there is evil spirits. There's evil spirits in this world that we live in. They was several years ago, I remember when I was a younger person, there was a book that come out, and then later a movie, and it was called The Exorcist. Do you remember that? Supposedly, there was a young girl that was possessed as an evil spirit, and they was working whatsoever to try to get rid of that evil spirit, to get rid of that foul spirit. And as we look here in Peter's writing, as he's writing to us, he's writing about an evil spirit. Amen? And I want to say, in the day and hour we live, I think there's a lot of evil spirit in the world today. It hasn't changed any. And the evil spirits in this world are prevalent. They're everywhere. A lot of times I believe we talk about people that have mental issues and things, and a lot of it's just the devil. A lot of it's just that evil spirit, amen, that touches in their lives. Amen. So we see that even Satan himself, the devil, the accuser, he has power over our lives if we give it to him. Amen. If we're willing, if you're willing to give yourself to him, he'll take possession of your body. He'll take possession of your mind. He'll control you in what you do. Amen. That's a fact. Amen. He's just as real as Jesus is, the demons of hell. But Peter's is speaking to us here, and we looked at a couple verses here Sunday morning, and we spoke about being dressed in humility, to have a humble spirit for God, and allow God to begin to humble you. He said to humble yourself before God, the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So we got to be have a humble spirit, to come and realize that we are no match for the devil. You're no match for the devil. I'm no match for the devil. Amen. We can't handle him, but God can. Amen. God has the power, praise God, to overcome the devil. So we see here Peter, and we see his line of thought, and he's speaking of the shepherd who keeps watch over his flock by night. Amen. We can see that picture. Just think of that as the shepherd that keeps watch over his flock by night. And there's a lion that's stalking. Can you see the image tonight? As the shepherd's gathered up his sheep for tonight, and he's got them in the fold, and he's watching over them. And you see the lion that comes in, and a roaring lion. It's a lion that's on the prowl. And as that lion starts to encircle that flock of sheep, he's looking for an easy meal. He's looking for something to devour. Amen. He said, seeking whom he may devour. So he's a seeking. Now listen to me. He's seeking one out of that herd, out of that flock. He's prowling on the outer edge. Amen. I want to say we better be careful about living on the edge. Amen. You get to living on the edge, praise God. The devourer is apt to get hold of you. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, how do we keep him getting a hold of us? We live near to Jesus. You stake you out a place close to the Lord. You get as close to the shepherd as you can, and you stay there. Amen. If he lays down, you lay down with him. Amen. When he walks and he stirs about, you walk with him. Amen. When he speaks, praise God, you listen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. So we see Peter as he's trying to encourage us here in our Christian living, in our Christian walk, because there is an adversary today. Amen. And he's seeking whom he may devour. Now that word devour, it means to swallow down. It means to swallow or to gulp down. Amen. To take all at once. Amen. He comes and he gets a hold and he drags them all. That lion, that roaring lion, he'll get a hold of the prey. He'll get a hold of that little lamb. He'll get a hold of that one that's a living on the edge, and he'll drag them off. Amen. So we got to be careful. We don't get gulped down. We don't get caught up. We don't get carried off, carried away. You say, how do you do it? He said, by being sober. Amen. He said, we got to be sober. That means to not have a drunken temperament. Amen. To be sober-minded. To be thoughtful of where you're at and what's taking place. And if we get the mindset that the mind, he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We need to have the mind of Christ. Amen. Realizing that he is our shepherd and he's our chief shepherd, praise God, and we are just a part of his little flock, and we need to stay close to him, not living on the edge, but living up close to the Lord. Amen. There's too many people in the churches today that's living on the edge. Hello. Amen. Now stay with me. You know I'm right. They so many people that can call themselves Christian and are living right on the edge all the time. Amen. And the old devourer is right there to snatch them up. Praise God. He's going to grab them. He's going to tear at them. He's going to tear them. Hey, praise God. And if you ain't careful, he'll tear them asunder. I was talking to some folks the other day, and there's a struggling in their home and their situation. And I told them, I said, well, you just need to get on your knees, get close together, love up each other in a big huddle, and just call out the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Get just as close to him as you can. That'll get you as far away from the adversary as you can. Amen. He said we need to be sober, we need to be vigilant, we need to be paying attention to where we're at. He said to be sober, but he said to be vigilant. That means to be awake. Amen. To be awake means to be watchful. We need to be watching all the time. Amen. We need to watch where we go, what we do, and how we act, and how we react, because somebody's watching us. And the devil's out there to take every opportunity he can to drag you away. Every little thing that he can use to pull you just a little further away from the Lord Jesus Christ. I was talking to a fellow today, and he was talking about, he said, I just don't understand. He said, our churches is emptying out. People's quit coming. And they said, well, we just don't have time to do that. But he said, Pastor, let me tell you what they do. They said, they got time to take little old Johnny and get him on the traveling ball team and take him every weekend. And they said, don't have no money and they don't have no time, but every weekend they can spend chasing a ball somewhere. Amen. Sunday morning, praise God, running down to being somewhere off somewhere in a hotel, letting them play ball when they ought to be down at the Lord's house. Getting them closer to the God. But I told him, I said, brother has said it's a sad state of events when mom and daddy will take a ball, pitch it off into hell, and grab Junior, praise God, and run after it. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're putting ourselves on the edge, praise God, so that the old devourer can devour our families. Amen. They'll snatch them up. We need to be vigilant, praise God. We don't get caught up in that. We need to stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ, close to our shepherd. Because he said there is an adversary. He said, because your adversary. Amen. Did you know that you have an adversary? It's a whole lot easier when you say, well, that preacher's got an adversary. The devil's on his back. Amen. You said that right. But I won't say, praise God, you have an adversary too. Amen. Every one of them. Amen. We've got an opponent. We've got an opposition out there. Amen. We do. We got a rival, praise God, that would like to have all of our attention. Amen. And not only is opposition a rival, but he's an enemy. We've got an enemy. You've got an enemy. An adversary. He's an enemy. He's an enemy of the people. He's the enemy of the church. He's an enemy of God. Amen. We need to be very careful. Praise God. Because the old devil, he's real today. Amen. He's ruling in this world. Amen. Praise God. There's one sovereign leader, the devil. He's sovereign in this universe over all the demons. There's one superior demon, which is the devil, Satan. Amen. There's many, many, many demons. Hello? Lots and lots of demons in this world. But there's one leader, there's one ruler of the demons. And he's sovereign. Amen. He's the ruler over darkness. Amen. The dark things of this world, he's in charge. He's in control of them. Amen. He don't ever bring light. He always makes things darker. Amen. Things start getting dark around you, praise God. You ought to flee. We ought to be fleeing for the light. Amen. He brings darkness. He brings despair. Everywhere the devil goes, he brings despair. And along with despair, he brings destruction. Darkness and despair and destruction. That's what the devil has to offer. I don't know about you. I don't want any of the three. Praise God. I just don't. I'd rather have light. I'd rather have a joy. Amen. I'd rather have life, praise God, than to have the darkness and despair and destruction. Amen. But the devil's sovereign. He has a legion, praise God, that follow him. All these little demons. Amen. Many unclean spirits in the world today. Many, many of them. They're everywhere. If we could see them, it would scare us to death. But this whole atmosphere is full of the devil's demons. And the only thing that's holding back, Brother Jeff, is those ministering spirits sent forth to minister, those who believe. Amen. Praise God. Those, man, you who've trusted in the Lord, praise God, we've got somebody on our side. Bless His name. And His name is Jesus. Amen. But we see the old devil. They had plenty of names in Revelation 12 and 9. He calls him Satan. He calls him the great dragon. He called him the old serpent and the devil. That's who he is. Amen. That ain't different ones. That's the same one, just different names. Amen. And they ain't none of them good. See, he was Lucifer, it says in Ezekiel chapter 28. Hey, he was Lucifer, son of the morning. Amen. He was that son of the morning, praise God. He was that one that was built and created in perfection. Said, how could anything that was made in perfection go so wrong? Pride. Pride rose up in him. And he got the eyes. Amen. He had eye problems. He got to saying, I. Amen. He rose up and said he would be like the Most High. In Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12, said he is full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Can you imagine that? Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 said it refers to him as the angel of light. Amen? The angel of light. The devil. See, the whole thing, his whole sphere is deception. Deception's everywhere. It goes back into the 18th century. In the 18th century, Brother Jeff, they come up with this devil that they thought would be more entertaining. They come up with a devil, you know, that had, you know, some red pointy horns and a red coat and a long tail and a pitchfork. And they painted a picture of the devil. Amen. And they made it into a joke, but I won't say it's no life and matter. The devil is real. Amen. And he's not somebody with horns and a red coat and a long pointy tail and a pitchfork. He's a beautiful something to look upon. He's full of wisdom. Amen. He's a deceiver from the beginning. And he's perfect in beauty. Amen. Praise God. We have to be careful. He'll allure us in. Amen. Because that's who he is. Amen. He's the God. He's the God has luring power, the little G God, the God of ruin, the God of destruction, the God of death. Now watch this. He's the God of fallen men. Amen. The little G God of fallen men. And people are following him all over the place tonight. Amen. They're setting up statues in Michigan of the devil. They're offering up worship and sacrifices to the devil, to Satan, to Slewfoot, the deceiver. And Peter says we got to be real careful. Amen. The God of this world, little G God, amen, is Satan. It's always been that way. We're seeing escalate now. We're seeing it all over the world. We're seeing atheistic communism coming into play. Amen. The old devil's a painting a picture that just come to me and I'll give you all the things that you need. Amen. It ain't the first time it's happened. It ain't the first time the devil knows how to get our attention. He starts putting things in front of us. Starts making things easier on you. Starts giving you free stuff. Amen. When is the last time you got free stuff? Amen. Only free stuff I ever had when my granny, praise God, would fix me a big old cat head jelly biscuit. And that wasn't free. It cost her and Papa something. Amen. But they line up and they want this free stuff. And we see it playing out. There was a story one time out in Bulgaria, the atheistic communists come into the place and the parents had their families, their children, and they was keeping their Bible. They was still having Bible study. They was worshiping God. And this mess come in, the devil come in, and he began to infiltrate those homes. Praise God, because God couldn't stand because God, the devil can't have his way where God is. Hello? Amen. You get full of Jesus, praise God, the devil has to flee. But he said what it says over in Mark chapter 13, verse 12. I said over there in Bulgaria that the children started ratting out their mamas and their daddies, telling the government that they had Bibles and they was having Bible studies. Knowing that they would come in and they would take their Bible, they would arrest them, and it would probably mean certain death. You say, preacher, this don't sound like a very good thing. So we're living on the edge, praise God. We're setting ourselves up for it. Amen. We better get close to God, pull all of our youngins into the fold. Amen. We better get just as close, mama, daddy, papa, you better just get close to Jesus as you can while you can. Amen. Because we've got an adversary, which is the devil. And he's walking about. He's stalking, looking for whom he may devour. Gulp up, swallow down. Amen. Because his kingdom is a dark kingdom. Amen. It's a dark kingdom. A satanic kingdom that he's trying to set up. He's doing a pretty good job at it. People are being deceived on every side. Amen. But he said that's why Peter here, he would say to humble ourselves before God, submit to him, to humble yourself. Under the mighty hand of God, that you may be exalted in due time. And he would say, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen? Casting all your cares upon him. All the worry, the doubt, the fret, all the things of our life, praise God, all the cares of our life, cast it upon the Lord. Put our faith and trust in the Lord to help us to take care of these things, to bring us through on the other side, praise God. Because God of this world is a dark God. Amen. A God of darkness. But the God of God and the other, there's a kingdom of light in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There's a kingdom of light. Said we just need to migrate to the light. Stay close to the light. Amen. That's what makes a difference. Amen. Praise God. We got to separate ourselves unto the Lord. James says in James chapter number 4, he says in verse number 7, he said, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. Now watch this. And he will draw nigh to you. Amen. Praise God, that shepherd with his shepherd staff. The old lion. Amen. The adversary is scared to death of him. Amen. He'll flee at his approach. So we need to be close to God. Amen. Living in the light, not living on the edge. Amen. We need to be living inside the fold of God. Closer than we've ever been, youngins. We need to seek a right relationship with Him. Amen. Praise God. And we need to get just close as we can. Amen. Verse number 9, he says, Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle ye in. Praise God. Settle ye. That's what He said He wants to do. He said He wants to settle us into the fold. Now pull us out from the fringes, praise God, and bring us into safety. Amen. Living on edge will get you in trouble. So Peter's conclusion here, we can say his conclusion is, don't be living on the edge. Amen. Just sell out for God. Amen. Just get close to the shepherd. Move into the center of the fold. You know, think about it. If you're living in the center of the fold, that old adversary, the devil, that old roaring lion, he has to go through all those other sheep to get to you. Amen. And you just hope you got a lot of sheep around you, praise God, love the Lord Jesus, looking for His Spirit. The ones that's praying and getting closer to God. Making up a hedge, standing together to fight against the adversary. That's why he would say, resist steadfast. How? In the faith. What will bring us closer to Jesus than we've ever been? Our faith. Our faith. Even so, the more as we see the days approaching, the things coming at us. You say, you know what, Lord, we know we need some help. Lord, we need your help. We don't want to be found living on the edge. We won't be found right next to the Savior, walking with the Lord. Amen. He said, would you take up your cross and follow me? He's talking about our daily walk. He's not talking about when it's convenient. Hello. Amen. If we waited till it's convenient, we never would. But praise God, we got to take it up daily and just try our best to walk with Jesus. Praise God. So we can be there. And when the nighttime comes, Peter said, when he sets up the fold, amen, that we can be in the fold, praise God. Not hanging out on the edges where we made an easy prey. Amen. See, sell it, we settle it with God. We get close to Him as we can. We live in humility, trust in the Lord, in a sober attitude, with a vigilant spirit. Hello? Amen. A watchful eye won't work. We got to have a vigilant spirit. Say, Lord, help me to watch out for the adversary. That old roaring lion. That roaring lion is elusive and he's sneaky. Amen. He'll get you before you ever see him coming. Have you ever watched a cat stalking? I've got a cat at the house, little Tabby, O'Malley, the alley cat. And that booger is sneaky. I've seen him stalk the birds in the yard for an hour at a time, trying to get close enough to pounce. Stop, and the only thing you'll see moving on him is the tip of his tail. And he'll take a step and a half step. Pause in the middle of a step. Just waiting for that opportunity to pounce. That's what the adversary does. That's what the devil does. He's just waiting cautiously to pounce. Amen. But praise God, if we're living close to Jesus, we're living with our Savior. We got that to, we, not only do we have all the other sheep in the fold that's helping us watch. And when they see the adversary, when they notice the line, they squeal, M.O. sheep, they squeal like crazy. Ah! Amen. Right, but praise God, the shepherds, glory, hallelujah, the shepherd's already been watching. And he knows everything. Amen. He knows everything. He knows where the sheep are. He knows those that's out on the edge, praise God, and he's beckoning for them to come close, come in. He don't want you living on the edge. He wants you to be in the fold with him in that place of safety. He's calling to us. He's speaking to us. He's encouraging us all through the Word of God. Just be in the fold. Stay in the fold. Don't live on the edge. Get in close. A tight-knit flock. Amen. Where he can be protected. Praise God. From the adversary, the devil. From that old roaring lion that's walking about seeking someone to devour. Amen. We need to be vigilant, watchful, spiritually watchful, because he's after our families. He's after our children and our grandchildren. Drag them off into hell. Devour them, destroy them. To gulp them down, swallow them up. God help us not to live on the edge. We pray God find our way into the center of the fold with Jesus Christ our Savior. That way when somebody gives us a call and say, hey, preacher, hey, I say, a lay person, said, something's going on, I'll need some help. Would you help me pray? Praise God, if you're already living near in the center of the fold, praise God, all you got to do is just fall down and talk to the one that you're there with. Just talk to the one that you're there with and say, Lord, we've got a situation here. We need some help. And he's right there to respond, to give us that we need. According to his perfect will. That's what it does. Peter said, hey, listen, said, it's here. Said, God, the God of all grace, the God of all grace has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. And in that safe place, after you have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. In other words, he said, he brings you to a place of peace, a place of peace in Christ Jesus. Said he did that. He's offered that. Amen. For me and you. Praise God. Are you living on the edge? Or are you living in the fold? In the fold, praise God. I'm living in the fold. Living with Jesus. Looking for that glorious appearing. Someday. Amen.